Good morning at Chodesh of Versailles. Continuing here in Ost Tess. Dibe Shlomo Olav Shalom Binyin Mehazikna Shalo Yis Atzel Ho'odem Bohem Avodas Hashem Yisbach. Shlomo Melch says that when a person grows older, he shouldn't allow his Avodas Hashem to slack off. So, and at first glance, the Maimon Chazal is a little bit difficult. L'chora, once we establish that even b'mei zeknuso, a person doesn't retire from Avodas Hashem, so then, heyos, that an integral part, a central part, if a person is zocher to be marbitz Torah, an integral part, a central part, the central part of his life is being marmit talmidim, so of course he should continue to be marmit talmidim ziknuso. Why does Shlomo HaMelech sort of have to make the case by ki ein chayodeya eze yechsha? You never know. Maybe it's going to be the talmidim that a person is marmit ziknuso who are really going to successfully or more successfully transmit the Masora to future generations. Oh, you have a Zaken. So the question is, should he bench Lulav on Sukkos? Yeah, he should bench Lulav. He should be continuing in his Avodas Hashem. One doesn't have to sort of make the case on the grounds, well, you never know. Maybe his Natilas Lulav this year will be a better Natilas Lulav than he's ever had before. He'll be, for the first time, he'll be mechaven to all the kavanos of the Arizal. Kolzman Shana Shama V'Kirbi. A person is should be doing whatever he can. So Mestama, what Chazal are explaining, what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, is that, again, as we've seen earlier, based on the Mishnah in Avos, there are adjustments that a person should and does make within his Avodas Hashem as he attains b'chastei Hashem different stages of life. Maybe it would occur to us that when it comes to be mamid talmidim, maybe that's one of the elements of Avodas Hashem where change is necessary. Maybe b'mei zikna, a person is no longer suitably qualified to taste. Says Shlomo HaMelech that that not only is the mitzvah perennial, but Yitachen, that the person's most significant and most important contribution in terms of Hamodas Talmidim will only happen b'mezik nusa. Achrechen ama umosel ko'or v'tov la'inayim liras ha'shamash. Right, the light is sweet, and it's good for the eyes to take in, to view the shemesh, the sun. Perush chazal adabel yimei hazikna shehim shel osam lo erev umipnei ki hazaken lo yitam esa sheyochal veesa sher yishta kedivei bazi lahagiladi. The sense of taste weakens in general. Kochos haguf weaken as a person ages. And in particular, the cheich, the palate, the sense of taste. Omer, ki yesh lo lazakim lehonos b'mor ha-shemesh. So an older person should enjoy the light of the sun. Ve'al tiksa nafsho olav. He shouldn't lose, right? Nefesh, in addition to denoting soul, also means a person's will. Im yeshes nafshachem likbos meisim ilufanai, Avraham Avinu says to the Bnei Ches. So nefesh also represents a person's will. Kotza nefesh means when a person loses that will, that desire to live, that simcha sachayim. Ba'al tiksa nafsho alav. A person shouldn't allow himself to for that primal, powerful forced that desire to live, that instinct for life, he shouldn't allow that to weaken. For a person to function at maximum capacity, a person has to be happy. To the degree, I think the Ramban writes like this in Torah Sodom also. That's why the Torah ordains Avelis, but in limited periods. Atzvus is something that interferes with a person's functioning. It interferes with his productivity. Kotzer nefesh moneh sa'od m'lachas shamayim. What perspective will allow the person to appreciate the simple but profound pleasure of going out into the sunlight? That there's a profound teaching perspective that Shlomo HaMelech here is providing. The fact, in many ways, an ultimate fact of our existence in Olam Hazeh, is that we're mortal. That fact can be interpreted or experienced in either of two very different ways. It can be interpreted and experienced in a way that engenders depression. Rachmana Litzlan. In a way that engenders Yeyush, Rachman al-Islam. or that reality of our limited time in Olam Hazeh, of mortality, can translate into an appreciation for the preciousness and the wonderful bracha of every day. Imagine you have a very, very wealthy individual, lives in a mansion. With every comfort and everything that you could possibly want. Everything you could possibly want. He lives there. That's his permanent residence. Then you have someone else who comes and he's a guest in such a mansion for a month. On the one hand, the person can sit there for that month bemoaning the fact that this beautiful mansion is only mine to enjoy, to reside in for a month. And there are people who do react that way. Or, because he's only going to be there for a month, he'll have an appreciation that the owner doesn't have. The owner has it all the time. Something that a person has all the time, it's very easy to take for granted. It's very easy to not have the proper appreciation for, to not value appropriately. And it's very possible that the guest will have a greater appreciation for all the opportunities which living in this mansion afford than the owner whose tenure there open-ended. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying, that when a person contemplates Yimei HaChoshech, it's not supposed to engender a sense of depression or morbidity, Rachman Litzlan. When a person contemplates Yimei HaChoshech, it's supposed to highlight for him and underscore the amazing opportunity and the preciousness of the bracha that is his now. And the person is then supposed to focus on that and just invest himself fully, his mental, emotional, physical energies in taking full advantage of that extraordinary bracha. Perish gamki yaskin ha'odam ma'od, and even if a person is blessed to become very old, very elderly, al yihi al atzma lamasa, never ever experience life as a burden. Ach b'chol shnosav yismach. Person should rejoice at the bracha, at the preciousness of life, at every turn and at every stage. L'man lo ya'abed achas mishnosav, that a person shouldn't squander any stage of life, any of the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu apportions him, v'lo yishpos me'avodas ha'bore, and he shouldn't slacken from avodas Hashem, v'yisko yimei achoshech, not to engender depression, rachman letzlan, but yisko yimei achoshech, to highlight the preciousness of every day, of the opportunity. Ki harbe yiyu, v'oz lo yuchal la'avod avodah, ki inyan shenem b'sh'ol miyodelach. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here for now. We need to, hopefully we'll finish the Derech Hasheni tomorrow morning. So we'll resume it Hashem Linedr at 12:45, 1245, in Pesachim. It's Hashem Linedr. Okay, we must have a good productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe. Kol tov.